You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. Welcome back to the A to Z Sports Big Orange Podcast. I am Charlie Burris, and unfortunately today, no Zach Reagan. He had some family stuff to attend to. He just had a kid, got a lot going on, and so he couldn't make it to this special midweek segment that we had to record. I mean, this was an absolute requirement, and so I just decided to go ahead and go solo. I haven't done this in a really long time. I mean, obviously, I did radio for years, and so I've certainly done this, but I haven't done it in a while. So if I sound a little bit rusty because I don't have anybody to bounce my talking points off of, that's why. But of course, you know what we got to talk about. The Tennessee Volunteers go down to Columbia, South Carolina, and pick up an SEC regular season championship. It was absolutely beautiful. Unbelievable, and there's so much to talk about with this. I mean, honestly, probably doing this by myself, it might actually be good because I have so much to say about it that I don't know that Zach could have gotten a word in edgewise. This was the culmination of this entire season, and it was such a beautiful cap on this regular season so far. Obviously, I guess you could really look at it this way. One season is done. You still have the Kentucky game, but at the end of the day, win, lose. I think, you know, you could lose and probably still end up being a one seed. You can obviously you lose and you'll still be a one seed in the SEC tournament. They can't take the SEC regular season away from you. So that Kentucky game is just kind of for fun. And make no mistake, I mean, the atmosphere at the Kentucky game is going to be beyond electric and it's going to be great. I'm lucky enough. I have a ticket to the game that was planned a couple of weeks ago, before this crazy run that Tennessee's gone on. And I'm lucky enough to be one of the folks that's going to be in the building, and hopefully all y'all are too. But man, it's going to be incredible because it's just icing on top of what just happened. But really, we just saw the end of the first season, and now the second season really starts. And really, I guess the second season kind of starts in 2 weeks. Because really, the SEC tournament, I'm not going to say a whole lot about it, at least not. It's going to start after even our next show next Monday with me and Zach. Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time is our normal show live on YouTube. The A to Z Sports Nashville YouTube channel is where we normally are. I mean, we'll talk about the SEC tournament at that point. But to me, the SEC tournament is kind of a moot point. You won it 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun. I was lucky enough to be at that. It was awesome down in Tampa, and it was so cool. But realistically, it's all about March Madness. It's all about the NCAA tournament at this point because of how special this team is. And we saw how special they are over season number one. Obviously, we're getting to season number two here, which is the postseason. But in season number one, the regular season, you won that. You won the regular season in the SEC. You were the best team in what I think from – I watched a lot of college basketball this year. I think the SEC is best league in America. Obviously, I'm going to sound biased in that. The Big 12 is really good. The ACC's, I don't think the ACC is as good as the Big 12 or the SEC, but between the Big 12 and the SEC, I think the SEC is best league in college basketball. Big 10, you know, Purdue is probably the quote-unquote best team, but, you know, overall, it's kind of Purdue and everybody else in the Big 10. So, you just won what is, in my opinion, the best league in college basketball. You won it with a game to spare. You won it in really spectacular fashion. I mean, I brought this up with Zach, I think, in our last show. But this team over the course of the season, I mean, I'm honestly sad that this regular season is over with. Because this team was a joy to watch. They came with an an energy and an urgency and a honestly desperation that you could just see. I think every player on this team realizes what they're a part of. And it makes them have a completely different mentality. This is going to have a lot of just tangents in it, and I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't come prepared with just a narrative to talk about this and to be a solo here, have a solo pod. But this team, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you're what I would say is a kind of typical Tennessee fan, and by that I mean somebody that didn't start watching this basketball season until football season was over. You know, you waited till SEC play. And you kind of missed that first half. And now you're totally invested. You're in with us. I mean, you've seen how special it is, no doubt. But you could see it from the very beginning. They played at Michigan State. And Dalton, in an exhibition game. I mean, it was a charity game, I think, to benefit the Maui Fire. And Dalton connect in that game. I mean, everybody that watched that kind of said, oh, this dude's a dude. He's got some pizzazz, whatever's going on here with this guy. And it was all uphill from there. I mean, you're continuing to climb. You haven't reached the mountaintop, obviously. But you could tell that this thing was different at that point. But I know there's a lot of Tennessee fans that watch and, you know, are maybe still a little bitter about Barnes flirting with UCLA and everything that happened. And I, back when that happened, I was one of them. I reached a point where I was close to wanting Rick Barnes out as Tennessee's coach because he went and flirted with UCLA, then got this giant pay raise, and then he wasn't coaching to that giant pay raise. And, you know, and I went, look, you're a $5 million coach now, Rick. You're not coaching to a $5 million level. And then in the last 3 years, it's been really good. SEC championship, good season last year. And now, this is really different. And I know a lot of people are saying that right now, and it's kind of an overused word at the moment about this basketball team. But I have to beat this drum. Because I know there are Tennessee fans that are saying, oh, well, Rick loses in March. Yeah, it's a great regular season. He's won a regular season title already. It was a share of a regular season title in 2019 with Grant Admiral. But he's done that. He's won an SEC tournament championship. We've seen it. Please don't think that way. This, granted, it's basketball. It's a weird game. They could lose in the first round. I mean, Purdue had a great team last year and they lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Weird stuff happens. No doubt about it. But weird stuff happening in a college basketball game and maybe your season getting ruined will not take away from the fact that this team is not like the others that Rick has had. Because this team is different in a way that's made him coach different. That's made him come in. And maybe it's him coming into the sort of final stretch of his career as a coach. And maybe he's finally seeing, like, this is the team. I got to do it. So I got to pull out all the stops and I got to do, you know, really bring everything that I got. But you can tell that Rick implicitly trusts this team. I mean, the Kennedy Chandler team and the teams that have had five-star players on them in Rick's time, you know, the teams of Jaden Springer and some of those. I mean, there were games during those seasons where he would let those boys just play and let the talent shine and let them just go out and fly. But a lot of the time, it was, you could just tell some hesitancy. It was Rick was saying, my way or the highway. We're gonna play basketball the way that I want to play it, the Rick Barnes style. And we're gonna, I know you're a flashy star and a five-star kid, but hey, we're gonna do it my way. I've made a Final Four before. I know what we're doing, and you can just tell with this team, with all the seniors that he's had around for 20 years at this point, with Vescovi and Triple J, and a star point guard in Kai Ziegler, and then a superstar, and it's not just a superstar, but a superstar senior, a guy that's been around college basketball, that has an incredible work ethic, that's an absolute gym rat in Dalton Connect. And he trusts these dudes implicitly. He trusts them to go out. I mean, you saw in the South Carolina game, he just went and basically called South Carolina's bluff. So with this team, you have to kind of choose one or the other. You're either going to choose to double team Dalton Connect, leave guys open, or you're going to guard Connect one-on-one and just say, oh, go ahead and beat me, because I think, you know, as a team, if Dalton Connect doesn't go off, then we'll have an advantage on you. They called South Carolina's bluff and just let Connect go ISO, and he missed a good amount of shots. But he also had a four-point play. And he also had an incredibly clutch fadeaway with, what, two minutes left in that game that was a borderline backbreaker. And they just said to South Carolina, okay, if you're going to just guard him straight up, stop him. Here we go. And Rick Barnes in the past is not going to do that with a kid. He's not just going to go, oh, well, we have a star on the team. We got Kennedy Chandler. Just, hey, we're going to ISO Kennedy Chandler. There was some ISO to Kennedy Chandler. He was a really good scorer. But there was not this. Same with Grant. I mean, Grant was a star. And they could just they fed a ton of offense through Grant. But Grant didn't have everything that Dalton Connect has. I don't want to disparage Grant at all. He's one of the great players in the history of Tennessee basketball. But Grant was a four-star, borderline five. Connect's a five-star. If that's oversimplified. But there's the myriad of ways that he can score on you, and the entire skill set that he brings is just on a different plane of existence, kind of. I mean, he's in talks finally in the national media now that he's done everything that he's done. He's finally in talks for National Player of the Year this year. And it's just a whole other animal now, because Rick has the whole setup. He has a really solid big man. He has an excellent point guard. He has great senior leadership who kind of know the role that they need to go out there and play, and they embrace it. With Triple J and Vescovi. I mean, Vescovi, a guy who you thought was really going to be a star, suddenly role player, and is happy to be that in the trenches dude and kind of play support team. And then you have Connect to go to. And it's all of that combined that makes me say to the person that right now might be going, well, you know, we've seen it. Great regular season, Burrick loses in March. If you're saying that, like, please. Let that guard down a little bit, because the fact is this team, yes, it's my opinion, but I also, the stats back it up. KenPom backs it up. This is Rick's best team ever, period. It is. Connect is Rick's best player ever. And this is Rick's best team ever. And they have what it takes to win a national title. I've said a lot about Rick's teams in the past, like, oh, they're good enough to make a Final Four. And that's unequivocally true. Last year, good enough to make a Final Four. If they could have just gotten their head screwed on straight late in the game against FAU, I think they probably would have gone into that next Elite Eight game and probably won. They were probably better. I think they would have played, what, Kansas State or something. And they were probably better than that team, could have made it to a Final Four. Without a doubt, this team this year is a national title team. I don't know how... any other way to frame it, and I've been saying it for the last couple weeks. Maybe it's because my favorite baseball team won a World Series this year, and it was kind of a first World Series in the history of the franchise, sort of out of nowhere miracle thing that happened, that I'm becoming a believer. I'm getting soft. But this feels like it's it. I don't know. Because this team, they won in Rupp, and they went to Tuscaloosa and won. I thought for sure Tennessee was losing that game. They went to Tuscaloosa and won. And then they go to South Carolina. I probably thought you had a better chance at South Carolina. You know, Tennessee historically with Rick has played pretty well there. But they're a really tough team this year. I mean, obviously, top of what were they? Ranked number 17 going into this game. And they have a really great record and have played really tough basketball. And they are a tough basketball team. And Tennessee never trailed. It was wire to wire. They just handled. I mean, yeah, it got close there at the end. It got a little uncomfortable where you're going, all right, boys, okay, shut the door. Just come on. Come on now. But it was never out. Tennessee was never losing that game. And South Carolina's the number two team in the SEC. This team's a different animal. And I think most fans are with me on this. I think it just seems like from interactions on Twitter and with this show and everything, most fans are there and ready to truly believe. But if you're not there, please let me try to convince you. Every single piece is there for this team. I mean, yeah, any team in America right now, if you have to play Purdue or if you have to play UConn, it's going to be an absolute bear. There's going to be games in this tournament where it's going to be tough. But you look at the entire set of teams, Tennessee is better than Arizona. Arizona hasn't played a ranked team. They played one ranked team since December, and it was Washington State, and they lost at home to Washington State. Give me a break. They're better than that Arizona team. Arizona plays in a joke of a league. Houston, it's really good. Jamal Shedd's an absolute dog. I think the Tennessee team's better than the Houston team. I do. All things considered, from top, when you look at them top to bottom, I think they're better. Purdue is a tough matchup because through this season, the teams that Tennessee has struggled with are the ones with great big men. But I think you give this team a second shot at Purdue. What I say pound for pound, they are better than Purdue. Maybe not. But can they beat Purdue? 100% they can beat Purdue. Give Dalton Connect a 35-point game. They're going to beat Purdue. It's all there for these boys. And the main thing that's there for these boys is the belief in them. The thing that I couldn't believe that I thought was incredible, and I tweeted about this, that this is another piece that makes it feel really different from past years. The official Tennessee basketball Twitter account tweeted out a few words from Rick Barnes after an SEC championship. And the first thing this man goes in and says to his team is, that was a great game. We want to play on Monday. Kind of saying like, this is amazing. It's not about this. It's not about an SEC regular season championship. He let his dudes celebrate and he let them really have their time and it was great. And they, you know, they really embraced it. They were doing the little ring gesture and it was great. And there were some absolute dorks on social media that were trying to be, oh, well, it's an SEC regular season championship and you're doing the ring celebration. That's, you should have bigger aspirations. Shut up. You know exactly. Just let them have fun. It's an SEC championship. You just won the hardest league in college basketball. Shut up. It's great. Let these boys have their night. Because they have a coach who even if they don't have their mind on the money, Rick Barnes is coming in going, this was amazing. I'm proud of you. We're here to play on Monday. And Monday, of course, being, I think most people know this, that's the championship game. The championship game for college basketball is played on a Monday. He wants to play on Monday, that final Monday. And that's bold from Rick, man. I covered Rick up close for, I don't know how long, four years or something. Been sat in a lot of rooms with Rick Barnes and interviewed him a number of times. And he's definitely a guy that downplays stuff. He's harsh and he's critical and he will tell you what he thinks. But he's one, he doesn't shy away from expectations. But he also doesn't readily bring them up like that. And he just goes, we're here to play on Monday. We're not here to win an SEC championship. That's amazing. I'm ecstatic that we did that. But this is about winning the big one. And I'm like giving myself shivers just thinking about that. Because he knows. He has to know. He's in the final few years of his coaching career. He knows what he has. He's in that gym every day with these boys. He sees who they are. He knows that he has a really solid big man in Adu and a really good other big man in Tobe Awaka. And he has the best scorer in America in Dalton Connect. And he has great senior leadership with Vescovi and Triple J. And he has great guys coming off the bench in Jemai Meshack playing some of the best defensive minutes that you will ever see in college basketball. An absolute dog on the defensive end. And sometimes he can score. And he knows that he has one of the best point guards in America, Zakai Ziegler. An absolute unequivocal dog out there. The dude is built for crunch time. I don't know how he does it. he can have a terrible game, but when it comes to the final 2 minutes of a game, you know he's going to do what needs to be done. He's going to make those free throws. He's going to make a three. He's going to do something because that's who he is. And Rick sees all of that every single day, and he knows that this team is more than good enough to win a national championship this year. And he wants it. And he, to my point earlier, he's coaching different. He trusts them implicitly. He let Santiago Vescovi at Alabama late in the game. Santiago Vescovi took the clipboard and drew up a play. Every single bit of this feels special. Again, college basketball is a weird game. They can blow it in the SEC tournament and then blow it in the NCAA tournament. And sometimes that's the way things go. Again, Purdue lost in the first round of the SEC or in the first round of the NCAA tournament last year as a number one seed. With God's gift to basketball, Zach Edey. Zach Edey, there's nobody who's competing with him for National Player of the Year. Definitely not Dalton Connect, who's averaging 27 points a game. No, there's no way he can be competed with. That guy lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament last year. Anything can happen. But make absolutely no mistake about it. This team has every single bit of what you need to win a national title. We said it in recent weeks. The only other thing that could be better is if Adu was just kind of in his final form and was very consistently making 15-foot shots and he was just more confident around the rim. You can tell a decent chunk of the time that he goes up. He's a little hesitant. He brings the ball down a little too much. He should go up stronger. But outside of that, every element is there. They can win ugly. They can win beautiful. They can score 103 points in Rupp Arena. They can win last night scoring 66 in a grinded out defensive battle. They can go to Connect and just give it to him and he can score. Or the other guys out there, Vescovi and Triple J, well, they at that Kentucky game, I mean, well, what did Triple J have, like 30 points in that game, something? 25 in that one? They have all the elements. Adu now is a double-digit machine in rebounds and points. I mean, what was it, 14-9 against South Carolina? I mean, they are rounding into form in every single way that you got to have. And Rick knows it. We all know it. I'm not here to say it's a national championship or bust. I really get on here to say, like, enjoy this. Enjoy the golden season of Tennessee basketball that we're in right now. You just won a regular season title for the first time since 2008 with a game to spare in probably the best league of all of college basketball. Don't downplay this and don't let this pass you by. And please, this is another thing I tweeted last night. I am praying with every ounce of my being that this magic continues and that this is the team. Because I've said it before on here. At the end of the day, at heart, I'm a basketball guy. I just grew up that way, and I love football. Obviously, if you're a Tennessee fan, you have to. But I really am. I mean, I'm a basketball guy at my core. I just sit. You know, I'm a guy that I'll watch stinking Seton Hall and Creighton play on a Tuesday night. I love it, and it would be my greatest sports joy ever if Tennessee were to make a Final Four, and obviously on top of that, win a national championship. And I'll say this, if Tennessee makes a Final Four, I think they're winning it all. That simple. Because if you make it to that point where it's a two-game playoff, it's over. If you're seeing this, it's too late. Tennessee will win that national championship, I think, in my opinion. You know, fine. I'll get cold taked all day, whatever. But it's all there. They are doing something so special, so next level right now. And like I said, as for the SEC tournament at this point, obviously that starts here. For Tennessee next Friday at 1 p.m. or something. I don't really care how that turns out. I would say, don't lose on Friday just for the optics, but if you lose on Saturday, it would probably, I looked at it today, I think it would be maybe Auburn, you know, save your energy for the big one, for the big dance. Not to downplay, an SEC tournament championship's really, really fun and really great, and it was incredible 2 years ago. And that was one of the most fun moments of my entire time as a Tennessee fan. You know, I'm a lifer, and that was right up there near the top. But this season, this is about a national championship with these boys. Period. It is. This, Rick said it, it's about getting to Monday night. It's not about winning an SEC tournament championship. It's not about winning an SEC regular season championship. As special as those two things are, it's about making it to Monday. So let's go make it to Monday. That's it, I think. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to say. Again, I didn't come with a plan. I have no sheets, no nothing. I will say that this was, of course, brought to you by the good folks at Zen Sports. We've been talking about them all season long. And when you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $1,000 no danger first wager. When you place your first bet with Zen Sports, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $1,000 maximum if that bet loses. But there's even more good news. Zen Sports is rolling out their VIP rewards program. VIP rewards will allow top-tier customers to earn bonuses, comps, and perks. The VIP program is by invite only. If you feel your Zen Sports play qualifies for VIP consideration, check out the program at zensports.com/VIP. No other sportsbook will offer you a premier sports betting experience with 24/7 top-tier customer support and fast withdrawals like Zen Sports. What are you waiting for? Get going and download their app at zensports.com today. Zen Sports betting just got better. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older in Tennessee to bet. Zen Sports. And let me say about Zen Sports, we did a promo bet with them last night that I got to choose. That was out of my brain. We did a little two-pronged parlay. That was Tennessee -3.5 and under 141. And we hit that. So hopefully you followed us on that one on Zen Sports. You could have bet it. It was a boost. It was an odds boost on Zen Sports and a promo that we ran last night. And, you know, I don't want to say that I'm a sports betting genius or anything like that, but hey, we won that one. What can I say? that is pretty much it. This is the season. Let's get down to brass tacks. This is it. I said it in past weeks. If not now, when? And I don't say that to be a bummer and say the expectation is national championship or else I'm going to be mad. No, I'm saying now is the time. Let's enjoy this ride. Because I think this team has, what would it be? 7-8 games left in them? Like, whatever it is. I can't do math off the top of my head during a show that I'm recording live. They have all of it left in them, an SEC championship and an NCAA championship. SEC championship, take it or leave it. But these boys got a national championship in there. And are they the team of destiny that will finally do it? I don't know. But I think they can be. And Lord knows I'm hoping they will be. So, there it is. Charlie Burris. Zach Regan will be back on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on the A to Z Sports Nashville YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell. You'll be notified when we go live. And you can come hang out with us in A to Z Sports Podcast Network feed if you want to just listen to the podcast version. But that is it. I am Charlie Burris. As it says on the screen there, SEC champion Charlie Burris. We are all champions. Thank you for listening, champions. All right. We will talk to y'all next week.